Why do subliminals work? Advertising in the form of images flashed onto the screen during a movie or television show that are too brief to be noticed but are that long enough to be registered subconsciously, entering, existing in, or affecting the mind without our conscious awareness of it. Why do subliminals work? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Instant Illumination. Subliminals have been around forever. They are the very subtle, unconscious input into our mind, into our brain, into our life, into our affairs. And these are things, I remember when I was a child, we had only radio at the time, and on the radio they had advertising of many kinds. And one advertising company use this phrase, and they say L, and then later they would say S, and then they'd say M, and then F, and then T, and then they would have this subliminal phrase popping onto people's minds, and people did not know what was coming. They heard this on the radio, and pretty soon it became something that everybody was talking about. L, S, and as far as the letters would go. And when they finally came out, L, S, M, F, T, then people said, I wonder what that means. I wonder. Oh my goodness, that must mean something interesting. I wonder what that means. And ultimately, the company who put that signal out defined it. And they said, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. L, S, M, F, T. L-S-M-F-T. Now, what a powerful input this had into the subliminal thinking of the people at that time. At that time, that was in the 40s, how impactful that was upon us. Now they have the subliminal things as it flashes across the television screen and as there's other activities on this. And in fact, the federal government is even having a thing against it because it is so powerful and it is so significant that what it does to people, it just manipulates them, and that before they know it, they're acting upon it. Another company had a little subliminal advertising that they popped in, and it was merely a few seconds long. It says, during the intermission, be sure to go out and buy yourself a six-pack of lager beer, or whatever kind of beer it would mention. And then, pretty soon, people were going out and buying a six-pack of beer during the intermission without even thinking about it. They'd just get up from their chair, they'd go and get in their car, they'd go to the liquor store or the supermarket, and they'd buy a six-pack of beer, sometimes two or three, and bring them home. And their wives or their family, who were unaware of what was going on, thought, my goodness, why have they done this? They're really anxious about that beer. And perhaps they were not really such great beer drinkers at that, but they went out and did this because this was a subliminal advertising that was put into their consciousness. We have these things that are being put into our consciousness by outside activities, and we want to always be in charge of what goes into our mind. This is merely a slight show of how we can be impacted by words, phrases, ideas, by concepts. Teachers have used this technique forever in teaching mathematics and teaching all the things that they teach to their children. And they're teaching the children that 2 times 2 is 4. This is subliminal advertising. This is subliminal input. All of this is subliminal input. And then we have children reading what we call the right books in school. And these books are books that have positive input, that leave them with a positive attitude in their mind, positive values. And we say, we take the great books of history, of literature, and we say, these are the things our children should read. And are they really? Are they really the things that our children should read as we really give it significant thought? We think going to the opera, oh my goodness, that's class. Going to these musicals is so beautiful. And the opera is all about running away with somebody else's wife or husband or or cheating or stealing or murder and other things. And we think, oh, that's top literature. Oh, that's great. And the same with the great books. We think, there's a great... And are they really? Are they really? Are they the ones that teach value? We might think about this, and regardless what our opinion is, it is very significant. What is one of the most read books in the world? What is one of the books that is virtually in every home in the world? It's in every Christian home, every home of the various nations who have Bibles, is the Bible. No matter what the Bible may be the Bible of various religions, but it's the Bible. And this book has people reading all of these phrases, and they have these edicts that God has spoken through the words of the Bible. And some of these edicts are not really very nice. And some of the edicts are very demanding and very controlling and manipulative. It's amazing that the world is turning out as good as it is with all of the activities that are controlling our mind, all of the things that are being put into our mind from the time we're in school, time we're children, through the time we're adults, and all of our life. And these things are very manipulative. Now, if we are wise and if we are diligent, we can be in charge. And we don't have to have the advertising that's flashed onto the screen during a movie or television take our control and register into our subconscious mind. We don't have to do those things, have things affect us when we are unaware. We can always be alert. We can always be on top of anything that is being put into our mind. People say, you're sick, you go to the hospital. You're sick, you go to the doctor. You're sick, you go here. Well, we say, if you are sick, you change your stinking thinking. If you are sick, you change your attitude about yourself, and you begin saying, I'm whole and perfect. You begin thinking positive attitudes about yourself, and when you do that, then positive things will happen. And most doctors will agree to this. Most doctors will agree that these are the things that we're supposed to do. And the very act of our father of medicine, Hippocrates, he says, keep man alive long enough for the body to heal itself. The medical doctor is to keep humanity alive long enough to heal itself. And really, we are like that. We are to put into our mind, subliminally and non-subliminally, all of the positive attitudes that say we are good, beautiful, and uplifting people. We want to make a change. We do not want to be manipulated by our world. We want to be in charge of our own thinking, be in charge of our own attitudes, be in charge of our own world. And the only way we can do that is by taking our meditation time and applying it to the realization that we are divine. We are divine. We are really divine. We are wonderfully made. We are wonderfully created. We are wonderfully designed. And it's up to us to take this design that we have and bring it forth to its original purity and integrity, to its highest and best. And the only way we can do that is when we are in charge of our thoughts. We cannot allow one subliminal thought to come into our mind unless we are in charge of it. We do not allow one thought, one concept, one affirmation to be made in our thinking unless we are in charge of it. We say, I like me. Oh, it's enough to say I don't like me. We've been trained in that negative attitude for so long because our body is not well. We say, I don't like me. We say, my body is sick. And no, those things are not true. Our body is the reflection of our thought. It's our thought that's sick. our thought that is not based on positive attitudes and positive thinking. It's up to us to be totally in charge, totally wonderfully in charge. And as we are totally wonderfully in charge, we make a difference in ourselves, in our world, by changing the subliminal input that we allow into our being and put into its place the positive, uplifting, supportive attitudes, which is the truth about us. I'm ready to put the truth into my thinking. I'm ready to no longer be so curious about LSMFT or about running out and buying a six-pack of beer because subliminal advertising tells me to do so, or for voting for President Johnson because he is a wonderful president. Yeah. These were subliminal inputs that was put out in the advertising field, and very effectively and very negatively. We want to be totally in charge of all of our input, and we are totally in charge when we are totally aware, and we are totally aware only when we take charge of what we allow into our thinking. And we allow into our thinking things that we have in our meditation, in our introspective time, when we let go and let God and let the divine be who we are, then it is done for us. Enjoy that reality in your life now and see just how wonderful life can be when you say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.